Diana Shipping just raised its bid for Genco to $24.80 per share, and that revised offer tells you something critical about who controls maritime assets in a tokenization era. The original bid was $23.50. Diana already owned roughly 14.8% of Genco when it launched the first offer. The revision upward is not a sign Diana is winning. It is a sign the original number did not move enough shareholders to give Diana control. Genco's board is fighting back with amended disclosure filings stacking up on SEC EDGAR, and the real story here goes far beyond the spread between today's share price and $24.80. Genco Shipping and Trading, listed on the NYSE as GNK, is the largest US headquartered dry bulk shipping company. It operates Capesize, Ultramax, and Supramax vessels that transport iron ore, coal, grain, and steel across worldwide routes. These are physical assets with measurable freight revenue attached to each voyage. Diana launched an unsolicited tender offer. Genco's board rejected the first bid and sent a letter to shareholders urging them to reject Diana's approach. On May 27, 2026, Diana raised its bid to $24.80 per share in an all-cash offer. Stock analysis data shows Genco shares hit a 52-week high of $24.84. essentially at the revised offer price. Deutsche Bank raised its price target on Genco to $29 from $26 and maintained a buy rating. That $29 target is above Diana's offer, which means a meaningful block of institutional shareholders anchoring to a $29 fair value estimate will not tender at $24.80. For a fund manager with long or short maritime exposure, the 14D9 response is the next critical document to read. Watch for language about strategic alternatives, which in SEC filings often signals the board is running a quiet sale process alongside the public defense. For a tokenization platform evaluator of vessel-backed assets, do not model the receivables until you know who wins this contest, because a change of control changes the counterparty, the collateral chain, and the legal jurisdiction of the asset pledge. Genco, as a US domestic filer with strong governance scores, is a different counterparty than a Greek-controlled entity post-acquisition, and that matters for any structured product built on freight receivables. For a family office allocator with exposure to shipping equities or alternative credit, this contest is a useful stress test for how you think about hard asset collateral in a control dispute. Because any hard asset company can find itself in a control contest that freezes the collateral available for structured financing. Watch for any third party filing a new or amended 13D on Genco, because a competing bidder would explain why Diana felt pressure to revise upward and would signal that the asset is more contested than the current bid implies.